Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, let me tell you about ZLA Solutions. Like, before I go any further, I mean, I'm talking about things that impact the economy. Like, I just finished doing the show me the money thing, and I'm about to go into one about, you know, the sort of the pain at the pump, if you will, with gas prices being what they are and what the oil industry is facing with the Biden administration. All of that to say, a lot of things happening in our economy, not the least of which is people are still looking for jobs. Now, we have a great unemployment rate in Alabama, but it does not mean that there aren't still people looking for jobs. And if you're looking for a job, let me suggest to you ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, their website is ZLAUSA.com. You can go check on their website right now. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. But not just for the individual. If you're an employer and you need to hire people, you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, then yes, ZLA Solutions, that's their bread and butter, man. They will help you with all kinds of other business case solutions, but staffing, that's a big deal for them. Direct hire and temps. You can go to them, ZLAUSA.com is the best way to reach them, to find them, to get their information. And the next thing you know, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, and they can have you a workforce, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions. They like to say at ZLA, these are friends of mine, by the way, ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. And they do. Their goal in life is to make your business better. Check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Number three on the triple dipper. I made it, Copper, to number three. How about that? I know. We don't always get there. But, Copper, let me ask you this. Did you ever, as a kid, or for that matter, as an adult, did you ever watch the Beverly Hillbillies?
I think I saw one or two episodes when I was a kid.
I'm so sad by that because that was like a part of my childhood. But, okay, it's an old show. I mean, it started off in black and white. That's
yep.
When you shouldn't say it like that. My world started off in black and white. I mean, I can remember rotary phones, and I think I've asked you before, you probably never had to deal with a party line phone before, have you?
I don't know what that means, so clearly not.
Oh, God. See, I am so old. Anyway, but yeah, party line phones is where you actually had a phone line that you had to share with a neighbor. And so each house, for some reason, I don't know, it had its own ring. So, like, it might go to your house and go ring-a-ring, and the other house goes ring, and you just knew whether to answer the phone or not because it was either Mr. Jones or yours. Anyway, the Beverly Hillbillies, the opening theme song, which I could sing right now from memory. Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. I'm not going to do the whole thing. But there's one part in there where he, you know, Jed's out hunting for some food, and up through the ground comes a bubbling crude, black gold, Texas tea. It's black gold, Texas tea. Hang on one second, Copper. I'm writing you a note on the board. If you will, on that caller, let him know that, find out for sure what he wants to talk about, please. Because I'm going to get into this topic here for a minute. So Joe Biden has threatened to use the emergency war powers in letters to the oil companies. Yeah, that's interesting. Black gold, Texas tea. What we're talking about right now is domestic oil production. So right now, Joe Biden has no clue how the system works. None. And so he's literally right now threatening to use emergency war powers to tell the oil companies to produce more when he's made it hard for them to produce. All right, so according to Breitbart, storyline dated yesterday afternoon, President Joe Biden announced Wednesday he would consider using his emergency war powers to increase gas production in a letter to oil companies. Biden warns the oil companies in his letter that at a time of war, refinery profit margins well above normal being passed directly onto American families are not acceptable. Sir, we are not at war. What is he saying? You can't make these profits. What profits? Gross profits being made by your companies in a time of war. We're not at war, sir. Copper, thank our caller, but I don't think I'm going to be able to take that one, and I appreciate it. It goes on to say, my administration is prepared to use all reasonable and appropriate federal government tools and emergency authorities to increase refinery capacity and output in the near term. to ensure every region of this country is appropriately supplied. What? Here's the idea. How about you just get out of the way, sir? So yeah, Biden announced he had ordered his Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, to meet with oil companies in the future. I'm telling her to go do her job. Really? In advance of that, I request you provide concrete ideas. This is what he's saying to them. In advance of that, I request you provide concrete ideas that would address the immediate inventory price and refining capacity issues in the coming months, including transportation measures to get refined product to the market. Like I'm saying, here's an idea, Mr. President. You get out of the way. Stop infringing upon oil and gas leases. Stop shutting down gas pipelines. Stop, you know, literally putting a regulatory burden on them that makes them leery of even investing in their own industry because you have made their industry the pariah to your administration. And he wonders why he's having to threaten them to increase production. You can't threaten them to increase production. Well, there's already been a response. So, storyline off of hotair.com, dated just in the last couple hours. Hotair.com says, in very short order, two associations representing different elements of the industry got together and sent a letter right back to the president. I like the way they worded that, right back to the president. The American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers joined with the American Petroleum Institute in an effort to patiently explain to the president how the oil and gas industry actually works, as well as the challenges they are currently confronting leading to significant supply-side issues. In this somewhat opinionated article, it says, whether this sinks in or not remains to be seen. Here's how they say it. In the letter right back to the president, our industry is dedicated to providing affordable, reliable, and sustainable fuels and other petroleum products for Americans and our global allies, as we have done for decades. La, 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 la. With a global energy crunch underway, much focus has been placed on crude oil supply and demand. Yet crude oil has no utilitarian value until it runs through a refinery and gets processed into fuels like wholesale gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Because of this, it is not an overstatement to say that the energy sector requires a strong refining sector. Our member companies appreciate the opportunity to make contact with your administration as recently as this week, both to share data and analysis on what is happening in global energy markets and to provide concrete and practicable solutions for addressing today's high-price environment. In other words, what they're saying is, sir, you ain't got a clue. Yeah, we ain't scared. We'll come and show you. We'll lay it out on paper. The question is, do they want to hear it? Now, they're not getting away with it, though, like they used to. The interesting thing is, even CNN anchors have to fill the tank up with gas, I guess. Storyline off the Daily Wire, dated yesterday. Daily Wire, CNN anchor confronts Energy Secretary on Biden's oil company bait and switch. Wow. Really? CNN anchor John Berman, it says, challenged Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. By the way, who doesn't seem to have a clue what's going on? It's like Pete Buttigieg. You look at him and go, do you understand your job, or are you just happy to have an appointment with a secretary level position? I'm just here to be in the cabinet. Okay. CNN anchor John Berman challenged Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm directly during a Wednesday morning interview, asking how President Joe Biden could expect oil companies to absorb losses in the near term while his administration worked to put them out of business entirely. That came from a CNN anchor. Oh, Lord. They are on the ropes now when CNN is doing this to them. Berman pointed to the fact that Biden and other members of the administration have hardly been shy about their long-term goals of putting an end to fossil fuels in an effort to balance out the impact of climate change. He then argued that convincing oil companies to absorb profit losses to help bring down inflation and gas prices, which have been bouncing from one record high to the next, could be a hard sell if they believe their entire existence is at risk once the immediate crisis is averted. Keep in mind, this is the president who said that these high prices are a price that we have to pay for the necessary transition. He said that. The necessary transition to, apparently the green energy agenda. You got Pete Buttigieg, who is trying to force the use of the American Infrastructure Plan dollars to mandate the establishment of charging stations along the highways. Why? when EV cars right now are still typically more expensive than a regular car at a time of recession? I guess. Anyway, all this to say, black gold, Texas tea. But what we're seeing is literally we're at a 40-year high of 8.6% inflation, showing no signs, by the way, of slowing down. Story off Fox Business that summarizes some of the same things I've already said, but at the bottom of it, it says, these letters that Biden wrote, they come one day after he ordered the sale of another 45 million barrels of crude oil from the U.S. Strategic Oil Reserve. And by the way, on a separate story, I heard our strategic oil reserves are now at an all-time low because rather than do domestic oil production and get out of the way of the industry to let them do what they do best, he has pretty much shut them down. So he's selling off our war stocks, if you will, to try and make up the difference. And those war stocks are not making up the difference. That's where we are. Copper, take us to the last break of the day. We'll do that. We'll come right back. A little bit more on that. How gas prices have changed in Alabama in the last week. I've got that one. We'll take a look at it. I don't know if we're ever going to see a federal gas tax holiday, but they're talking about it. You hang tight. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio with the best audience in the world. I'm just saying. I mean, listen, give yourselves a pat on the back. I mean, this audience is the reason why the show exists, and y'all are spot on the best audience out there. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you, one of the places that I do love also, and this audience has apparently been really kind of keying in on it too, because they tell me that we have Just Love Coffee has Right Side Ruffians come in all the time. So anyway, Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, the other one on South Memorial Parkway down by Whole Foods. Just Love Coffee Cafe, man, they got breakfast, lunch, dinner. They've got amazing coffees. They got what Charlene calls the treat coffees, like, you know, the lattes, the cappuccinos, the espressos. But they've also got just great, you know, dry roast, you know, the beans. They grind them up, make you a fresh hot cup of black coffee, light roast, medium roast, dark roast. But they've also got a menu of food items that are pretty darn good. And I got to thinking, I need to point out this because, you know, here we are, Charlene and I are grandparents now. And we have amazing grandkids, by the way. But they have a kids menu. So when I say they've got, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they've got waffles, they've got, you know, they've got sandwiches, they've got salads, they also got, by the way, a kids menu where it can be as simple as a grilled cheese sandwich because your kids love a grilled cheese sandwich, or the wakey waffle, which is a half a waffle with a side of sausage served with syrup because it's a little bitty meal for a little bitty guy. Anyway, just check it out. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Great place to hang out. Just a good atmosphere. Use the Wi-Fi. Read a book. Visit with friends. Grab it to go if you want to. But Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations. Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I got a caller on line 5. Let me see what that is. Line 5, David from Huntsville. Hey, David, how you doing today?
Good, Phil. How are you?
Hey, good. I know who this is. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I'm here. A little feedback. I hope you're hearing me okay.
I can. I apologize. Every once in a while that happens. You just go ahead and talk through it. What you got, bud?
Okay. I'm not on speakerphone or Bluetooth. The Gridiron Conference is this weekend. You know, earlier this week you talked about where are the warriors.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're in a spiritual warfare in the culture of this nation. Political fight also, but just wanted to put the word out there if anyone's interested. This will be my third time attending Gridiron. Went to Promise Keepers years ago, but Gridiron is in Huntsville again this weekend, and Friday night, Saturday morning, and Tim Tebow and Kirk Cameron, who you mentioned earlier this week, are going to be there.
Awesome.
And so the website is gridiron, G-R-I-D-I-R-O-N .org. and just go to the ticket part that is for the conference only, because the lodging is already eaten up. So it's going to be huge again.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate that, David. Thank you so much, and thanks for calling in. I got another caller on line four, so let me grab it. But, David, hey, man, you have a great weekend and good time at the conference. We appreciate you letting us know. All right, let me jump over real quick before we run out of time to line four. Scott from Huntsville. Scott, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I wanted to point out on the debate, Dale Strong, and I'm not a Dale Strong fan, said several times that he is a good listener and a listener of the people, but yet had to have the question repeated several times. I don't know if anybody caught that. I did, but if you're a good listener, you shouldn't have to have the question repeated. the biggest boneheaded move I think Dale Strong has ever made was widening Nance Road. He did it to line the pockets of his family. He didn't even widen it down to Capshaw where the traffic light is. He only widened it, you know, I mean, Slaughter Road is much more usable than Nance. Nance only is, you know, doesn't even cross 72 except to go into a subdivision. So I hope people will use their brains and vote for the right person.
All right, man. You definitely called in with an opinion on it, but we appreciate the call. And, you know, I will tell you, too, one of the old tactics in debate is if you need more time to think, you ask for the question to be repeated while you're actually thinking of the answer that you already know you've got to come up with. But
that's a good point. Great point.
All right, Scott, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you, as always. Hey, listen, I was in this section I called Black Gold and Texas Tea. And I'll tell you, gas prices in Alabama, let me just do this for you real quick before we go. The current gas price average in Alabama, $4.63, which is, by the way, the all-time high for Alabama. Up a nickel in 1 week, up 64% from last year this same time. We pay 28 cents a gallon in tax. Diesel is $5.64. I'm just saying, this is historic high prices. And just yelling at the oil companies that you tried to shut down ain't going to do it. We need to get back to where we were and have an all-of-the-above energy policy and get this thing back where it needs to be. All right, folks, what a great day. Listen, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Copper and I back here again at 2 tomorrow. You have a great night. Take care.